hiding. I stopped breathing and didn't move a muscle. Maybe he wouldn't see me. Maybe he'd think. Suddenly I saw his face through the bushes and heard his voice. Hi, puppy. I see you. Yes, well, I saw him too, but if he thought... I switched the tail section over to slow taps. Hank, I'd be mighty proud if you'd get out of Sally Mae's yard. Right, I understood his wishes. But the fact of the matter was that, well, cedar shrubs make shade. And I had sort of decided, that is, if it was okay with him, I might just stay in the shade of the shrubberies. He dropped his smile. His face turned into a mask of angry lines and fangs and bulging eyeballs. And suddenly he began screeching at me. Get out of the yard or I'll kick your tail up between your ears. Get out! Okay, fine. Hey, if I'd known he was so serious about it, he didn't need to screech at me. Dogs have feelings too. When he started yelling and shaking the shrubs, I decided that, well, maybe he wanted me to leave the yard, right? And maybe he was pretty serious about it, and it appeared that our attempts to negotiate a settlement had ended in failure. I ran toward daylight, exploded out of the shrubbery, squirted between his legs, sprinted across the yard, and flew over the fence as gracefully as a deer. Behind me, I heard a scream of pain.
Yow!
Okay, Slim had found the wasp nest. Or they had found him. And one or more of the little monsters had nailed him with their stingers. Well, that was too bad. I refused to take responsibility for his wasp stings. And Slim got exactly what he deserved for being such a rude person. Once I left the green pastures of Sally Mae's yard, I found myself in the heartless grisp of endless July. I began to wilt and melt. All the bodily rhythms of my body began to slow and sink. I started panting. Precious drops of water dripped off my tongue, and all at once I felt myself being pulled into the black hole of molasses. I slowed from a run to a walk, then flopped down in some pitiful fried weeds that gave no more shade than something, than a bunch of pitiful fried weeds. And there my body shut down all but the most vital of functions. And I sang a song to protest the dreadful heat. Here is how it went.
I'm burning up, I am boiling. A dog can hardly function when he's broiling. This coat of hair is hotter than a furnace top. I really, really wish that I could take it off. The elements are conspiring to corrode my will. My job and everything I do have lost their thrill. If a blizzard were to come, it would sure be nice. I would give a pretty penny for a piece of ice. I'm being barbecued alive on the grill of fate, sizzling and popping on the sun's hot grate. I tried to fool myself to think I just don't care, then realize my temperature was medium rare. Let me ask you, how's a dog supposed to function in this heat? I have a job and many duties I must complete. I am trying to convince myself the weather's nice and cool, but here I am a guinea pig in someone's cooking school. Doi, 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 doi. I'm being scorched alive. I don't know if it's better to be stewed or fried. My juices have been boiled and there's nothing left. The thing that really puzzles me is, who's the chef?
So there you are. That's the kind of song a dog sings when he's being boiled and fried in the sun.